Foster and Son, how can I help you?
Hi, may I talk to Sharon, please?
May I tell her who's calling, please?
This is Cindy from Open One Solutions.
Hold on 1 second, please.
Thank you.
Cindy, how are you?
Good, how are you today?
I am well, thank you.
So Robert reached out to me and said that you've been having some issues with the phone.
We are having multiple issues with the phone. So the some of our issues are we go to dial out and the line is just like busy when we're trying to dial out. Sometimes we can't hear the customers on the phone, like
okay,
we're talking and we could hear.
Well, hold on. I'm taking notes. So you dial out, the line is busy, and then when
right.
you try again, it works.
Sometimes it takes us a couple times to try. Like we have to do it a couple times before it goes through.
Okay, and then you're having issues hearing the person on the phone?
Correct. So we're hearing them, we're talking, and then all of a sudden we can't hear them anymore.
Okay, is there anything else?
Yep, and then so today what happened is like I go on the phone every day and press message to see if there's any new messages, and it hasn't been saying there's any new messages, but then when I went on the, so I didn't think anything of it, but when I went to my emails today, I saw an email had come in from Drew, who's like the president of Foster and Son. So I went to click on it and listen to it, and he left a message last night for something he needed done today. But then that should have come up on the phone messages. Like when I pressed the messages for phone, I would have thought that would have come up, but it didn't come up at all on the phone. I could only hear it through the computer.
Okay, let me check that really quick.
I could tell you what time he called in.
Let me just see how.
And it used to work. So it did work since we've had open, since we've had, you know, the new phone company. It has worked, but just not working lately.
Okay, so I'm just looking in the system how it's set up so I can see where it goes to. So it goes to your voicemail 2301. So here's this.
And now that I played it, you know, from the computer, I don't even see it on the computer anymore. I'm trying to look to see if I can see it.
So
I don't see it anymore.
Right now, it is set up to send an attachment and move the voicemail to saved. So I will have it send it to your computer and then leave the voicemail as new. So you'll get it on your computer and you'll get it on your phone.
Perfect.
As well.
Perfect.
Okay, so that, we've taken care of that one.
And then according to the email that I saw today that went between Eric and
Robert,
he had said just to keep track, like start keeping track for just a little bit of any phone problems that come up and what they are so that then we could go back and troubleshoot them.
Yeah, so what we need is we will need like the call. Who was on the phone so they can trace the call.
Okay, so
and
what
they
phone?
Do is, yeah, so what extension and what number was dialed or what number they were talking to. And then our level two technicians can go in and trace the call from beginning to end to see how it was in the system.
Okay.
So any issues that you're having, we'll be able to trace back and see what it is.
Okay. That sounds good. We'll start keeping track of that today then. And then I appreciate the call back.
Yeah, and then if you just want to, like, send that to me on Friday or send it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you want to send them to me at the end of the day, you know, however you want to do it. But I'm going to give you an email address to send that to.
Okay, send to email. Okay, go ahead.
That will be support@openonesolutions.com. And I'll email that back to you as well in this email.
Okay.
Just so you have that. That's our support. That goes directly into our ticketing system, and we'll be able to see it right away.
Okay. That sounds perfect then.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.